The beautiful sound of Sir James Galway and his interpretation of When You and I Were Young, Maggie. And we're still on the subject of Maggie with Johnny McAvoy. But Johnny is bemoaning the fact here, since Maggie went away. It means a lot to me, this Maggie name, because my mother was Margaret, as I think I told you on a recent programme, and my eldest sister was always known as Maggie, till she became a teenager, and then she wanted to be known as Margaret. Anyway, enough prattle. Johnny McAvoy, since Maggie went away.
No more I'll stroll, no more I'll stroll beside the rippling stream, or see the scarlet poppies flame amid the fields so green. No more beneath the trees I'll watch the butterflies at play, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The sweet wild rose, the sweet wild rose that loved to see us there and seemed to bid us hope and love, now tells me to despair. The blackbird sings his song unheard high on the leafy spray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The heartless sun with splendor fills the sky and mocks with smiling beams the heart that now can only sigh. Shine on, bright sun, shine on, bright sun, I'll walk with you and say, my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away.
Now, here's a track that we haven't played for some time. There's a gentleman over there in California, and he falls asleep. And he dreams that he's back home in Ireland. He dreams, actually, that he's back home in Spancel Hill, the village in County Clare that he left many years ago. And then at the very end, well, he wakes up. Here's Jim McCann's version of Spancel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind then bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spancel Hill, I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. He used to make me breeches when I lived in Spancel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. As she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
Ah, yes, Johnny, you're only joking, as in the days of yore. Spancel Hill from Jim McCann. Now, it's foot-tapping time from the Kilfenora Band. In fact, if you like, you might even get up and do an Irish set for this one. This is, well, two reels they're playing. First of all, Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. of nice, lively reels there, Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. And now, our second request for Daniel. This is going out to Mary in Ottawa in Canada, and she'd like me to play Daniel O'Donnell singing Galway Blay. I played it a couple of weeks ago, she said, and it sounded lovely. Mary, for you.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. If there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the
I think that's a wonderful arrangement of that particular song. Of course, Daniel sings it very well, but the orchestration behind him is very suitable. Daniel O'Donnell and Galway Bay. This next track, I also feel, is not an Irish song, but it's sung by a group that you couldn't get them more Irish, the Furies. Now, I've said it on the programme before. I don't like everything they do. I'm not their greatest fan, but I do like this one. I like the way it's all arranged. Here the Furies are telling us all about what went on in the Red Rose Cafe.
They come from the farms and the factories too, and they all soon forget who they are. The cares of today are soon washed away as they sit at a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she walks on the land. The man at the end, he's a very good friend of a man who sells cars second hand. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in a song and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. The salesman relaxes with a few pints of beer, and he tries not to speak about trade. The poet won't write any verses tonight. He may sing a sweet serenade. So pull up a chair and forget about life. It's a good thing to do now and then. And if you like it, Pete, I have an idea. Tomorrow let's all meet again. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the heart. The songs and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside.
Toshiv Geishtucht, Sound Irish, Limisha, Joe Bollard. Now here's another bit of fun, this time from Patsy Watcorn. Now you've got to get the singing of this quite right. If you've got a group of people all together, we'll say at a party, and someone stands up and sings this, it's important that you all stop at the same time for the little inserts. You get it as you go along. But this was a song that my brother used to sing. Now, his name wasn't Sylvester. Patsy Watcorn and My Brother Sylvester. Got a row of medals on his chest, big chest. Take a listen.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's gonna fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest.
He killed 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York, and he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea, and he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He kills 50 battlemen in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, else fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to old Japan, so they brought out a whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad, sure he played the whole lot. Well, the old church bells did ring, and the old church choir did sing. They all turned out to bid farewell to my big brother Sylvester.
He was my brother Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
Patsy Whatcorn and his friends telling us all about my brother Sylvester. Now, a song that I only played a couple of weeks ago, but I've had a request to play it again. It's Anne-Marie O'Riordan and her version of Hard Times Come Again No More.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we are some sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song which sighs of the and music bright and gay, their frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song which sighs of the all the day. Oh, hard times
Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the heartfelt cry of a maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16, and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
But a village in County Tyrone, I can still see the stream flowing down Cairn Glen. On a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village in Cork. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles galore in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Now, a lot of people say Tyrone. In fact, I do sometimes. But the correct pronunciation is, as Philomena said it there, Tyrone. It's T-Y-R-O-N-E, a village in County Tyrone. And here's another of those songs, well, national, international folk songs, because I don't think this song is an Irish song. It's called The Water Is Wide, and it's sung for us by Fair Isle Folk. But I like it.
The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to, a boat shall row my love and I. There is a ship and she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against the oak, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it broke. And that's the way love treated me. Love is handsome and love is kind, gay as a jewel when first it's new. But as love grows old, then twice as cold, and fades away like morning dew. The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to, a boat shall row